This is really me now. No more hiding. Listen. We're all worried. We're all in pain. That comes with having eyes, with having ears. But just remember one thing. It can't get any worse. It can only get better. Quitting is not going to make you strong. Living will. So just hang on and hang in there. You know, I know all about the hating and the sneering. I'm a member of the Why Bother generation myself. But why did I bother to come out here tonight? And why did you? I mean, it's time. It begins with us, not with politicians, the experts, or the teachers, but with us. With you and with me. The ones who need it most. I believe, with everything that's in me, that the whole world is longing for healing. Even the trees, the earth itself are crying out for it. You can hear it everywhere. It's the same kind of healing I desperately needed and finally feel has begun with you.
Hey, this is Erin Moran from A Girl Called Eddie, and you're listening to 90.7 FM, WGXC, Accra.
Hudson Valley-based band Garcia Peoples perform Saturday, January 14th at Tubby's in Kingston. Garcia Peoples was formed in New Jersey by guitarist Tom Malak and Danny Arakaki, and later joined by Danny's brother Caesar on drums and Derek Spaldo on bass. Then they moved to the Hudson Valley and are now joined by keyboardist and multi-instrumentalist Pat Gubler from Copake and bassist Andy Cush. Garcia Peoples play at Tubby's in Kingston on Saturday, January 14th. Find out more about this event and many others on the WGXC community calendar online at wgxc.org.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by SunCommon, supporting vibrant communities across New York for 15 years, offering custom solar installations for homes, farms, and businesses. Information at suncommon.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Alexander Adam of Athens, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate. Thank you for your support.
Hey there. You're listening to the Playing Favorites show with Brendan Donegan. Today's show is focused on the music of Béla Bartók, one of the 20th century's great composers. Besides being an ace pianist, Bartók was also a musicologist who traveled extensively in the Balkans and North Africa recording folk tunes. His music is so much more than the often played concerto for orchestra. It's a mix of Hungarian and Roma, otherwise known as Gypsy influences, the classical tradition of Debussy and Richard Strauss, Arab music, jazz, and even Indonesian gamelan. We'll hear four pieces that represent some of these influences. It's all and only on WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra, Catskill, and Hudson, New York. Listener-supported radio for open ears. Let's get going with Bartók's contrasts for violin, clarinet, and piano.
Thank you.
We heard all three movements of Béla Bartók's Contrast for violin, clarinet, and piano. We heard the Milos Ensemble's rendition. The original recording, I think, features Bartók on piano, Benny Goodman on clarinet, and the great Josef Seckli on violin. The first movement is based on music played by military bands when they were out recruiting in the countryside. The second is called Relaxation, and the third is simply called Fast. It's all on WGXE 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson, New York, community-centered, listener-supported radio for open ears. Up next is The Dance Suite, a series of pieces written in 1923 for a ballet celebrating the union of Buda and Pest to create, you guessed it, Budapest. Listen to the Middle Eastern influences in the slow movements.
Thank you. Thank you.
That were four of the six movements of Béla Bartók's dance suite. In the 1990s, I was at Bard College's summer festival devoted to the world of Béla Bartók. I was lucky enough to hear Robert Mann of the Juilliard Quartet perform the Sonata for Solo Violin and to hear George Shandor play one of Bartók's, or several of Bartók's, piano pieces. Who is Shandor? One of Bartók's most acclaimed students. Here's Shandor playing the central adagio from Bartók's Second Piano Concerto. It's the quintessential Bartók night music experience. Here's another adagio, this time from Bartok's third piano concerto. This one's titled Adagio Religioso. Bartok was terminally ill when he wrote this last piano concerto. When I first heard it, I was struck by its mellowness. Oh, I thought, he found serenity before he died. Not quite. He wrote the concerto for his wife, a concert pianist, so she would have something popular to help sustain her career when he was gone. It's beautiful. It's a little sweet, and that's the real explanation why it is. I'm always moved by this adagio, and I hope you will be too.
Thank you.
So that's almost all the time we have today. This has been the Playing Favorite Show with Brendan Donegan. Thanks for listening. Have an awesome week. Stay healthy and warm. And I'll meet you back here next year on Monday, January 2nd at 11 a.m. at at 90.7 FM and online at WGXC.org. Coming at you from Acre, Catskill, and Hudson, New York. Listener-supported radio for open ears. Local news and weather coming up soon at 12 noon. Let's go out with a bit of the song of the wood thrush. Why? When Bartok was at a sanitarium in North Carolina writing the third piano concerto, he was delighted by the delicate song of this bird and worked some of the notes into the adagio you just heard. So here's one of the wood thrush's tunes. Here it is.